Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
January 28, 1900 America, New York. Personal finance is a hit on TikTok. One survey suggests nearly a quarter of young American investors have used it for financial advice. January 28, 1900 America, New York. Has Deutsche Bank turned the corner? Investors seem to think the bank has stabilized at last. January 28, 1900 America, New York. How is Omicron affecting the global economic recovery? High-frequency data suggest the effect may be limited and short-lived. January 28, 1900 America, New York. Quantitative tightening is no substitute for higher interest rates. Reversing trillions of dollars of asset purchases may prove to be an unreliable tool. January 27, 9:30 America, New York. Founder of collapsed private equity firm Abraj fined $135 million by Dubai regulator. A Dubai regulator fined Arif Naqvi $135.5 million for deceiving investors and misusing funds, 4 years after the private equity firm's collapse. January 27, 9:30 America, New York. British pound technical analysis, GBP, USD nosedives after Fed meeting. The British pound, GBP, continues to decline against the greenback after hawkish Fed press boosts demand for the safe haven dollar. January 27, 9:10 America, New York. Kaplan Collard, the case against education at UChicago. Last October, Agnes Collard interviewed me at the University of Chicago on the case against education. I genuinely think it was the best audience I ever had the privilege to address. Enjoy. January 27, 9:04 America, New York. U.S. economy grows at fastest pace for 50 years. Economic activity jumped by 6.9% in the last 3 months of last year, beating forecasts. January 27, 8:43 America, New York. Expected SARB hike comes to fruition at 4%, USD, ZAR subdued. The MPC has unsurprisingly decided to increase the repo rate by 25 bits per second from 3.75% to 4%. USD, ZAR reaction muted after markets priced in rate hike. January 27, 8:42 America, New York, U.S. economy grew 1.7% in fourth quarter, capping a strong year. The overall 2021 increase in the gross domestic product was the biggest in decades as the pandemic's effects eased, though challenges continue. Office construction in Harmony, PA. January 27, 8:31 America, New York. Botticelli valued at $40 million to be sold at Sotheby's auction. The painting, which last sold in 1963 for $26,000, is part of a sale of works by Old Masters Thursday. Sandro Botticelli's The Man of Sorrows will be auctioned Thursday at Sotheby's Old Master Sale. January 27, 8:30 America, New York. Prepare for an unsettling monetary tightening cycle. Unlike in previous cycles, inflation is too high and the Fed isn't holding the market's hand, writes Greg Ipp. January 27, 8:30 America, New York. GDP growth surpassed expectations despite Omicron. GDP's annual growth rate is 6.9% for Q4 of 2021 despite the surge of Omicron, beating median 5.5% estimates. January 27, 8:30 America, New York. Nissan, Renault and Mitsubishi commit to electric cars. The two automakers and Mitsubishi plan to strengthen their alliance by adding 35 electric models to their lineups by 2030. January 27, 8:23 America, New York. Southwest Airlines posts $68 million quarterly profit. The carrier's $68 million fourth quarter profit was its first in 2 years without government aid. Southwest Airlines was the only one of the nation's largest airlines to report a profit for the final quarter of 2021. January 27, 8:19 America, New York. How Robinhood is doing, 1 year after meme stock mania. A year later, many issues linger for the trading app at the center of the frenzy. Happy anniversary? January 27, 8:08 America, New York. Southwest turns quarterly profit, says worst of Omicron over. The Dallas-based airline posted a profit of $68 million, up from a loss of $908 million a year earlier, but still about 87% below what the company reported in the comparable period in 2019, before the pandemic began to decimate travel. January 27, 7:58 America, New York, dollar hits highest level since 2020 as traders brace for Fed rate rises. Jay Powell heightens market expectations for aggressive action to tamp down on inflation. January 27, 7:43 America, New York, Jeep owner to take majority stake in Chinese venture. Stellantis signed a deal taking advantage of Beijing's decision to loosen control of its auto industry amid fraying ties between China and the West. January 27, 7:33 America, New York, Microsoft should play antitrust game well. Microsoft is making a big wager with its record-setting proposal to buy video game giant Activision Blizzard, but fears that the $69 billion deal will be spiked by regulators are probably overblown. January 27, 7:33 America, New York, Microsoft should play antitrust game well. Microsoft is making a big wager with its record-setting proposal to buy video game giant Activision Blizzard, but fears that the $69 billion deal will be spiked by regulators are probably overblown. January 27, 7:13 America, New York, GDP data is expected to show a strong finish to 2021. If the Commerce Department report confirms economists' forecasts, last year's rebound will have been the strongest in decades. January 27, 7:07 America, New York, fund distribution DLT pilots struggle to get airborne. Vendors attempting to move funds distribution processing to blockchain can't reach escape velocity. The post-fund distribution DLT pilots struggle to get airborne appeared first on Digital Finance. January 27, 7:02 America, New York, Tesco asks shoppers and staff to keep wearing masks. UK's largest retailer will continue to ask people in England to wear masks after rules are relaxed. January 27, 7:00 America, New York, auto lenders can see this pothole coming. Used car prices and demand may cool, but they don't have to mean the end of the road for lenders. January 27, 7:00 America, New York, McDonald's sales lifted by higher prices, sandwich campaigns. Global same-store sales grew 12.3% in the fourth quarter compared with the previous year's period as some European markets experienced fewer pandemic-related disruptions.